Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. What is Math Strat Chat? Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media. People from around the world chat about the strategies they use. It is super fun to see everyone's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 3/10 plus 1/4. How would you solve this problem? You can pause the podcast, solve the problem any way you want. Remember, the problem is 3/10 plus 1/4. Solve it, and then come on back to hear how we solved it.
All right. So, Kim, we got a question here. 3/10 plus 1/4. I'm super curious how you would solve it.
So, you know, I do love the percents. So when I see 3/10, I think about 30%. And then 1/4 is 25%. So
You are a very percent person.
I do like percents. Yeah. So 30% and 25% is 55%. So in my head, I just kind of left it at 55%. So that's the same as 55 out of 100. Mm-hmm. But would you like me to simplify that? This is a whole debate on do you have to simplify or not, but
it really is. Yeah. I will say we don't like the word reduce. So thank you for saying simplify. Yeah. Maybe we could just acknowledge we don't think you have to, but if you wanted to, what would you simplify that to?
So interestingly, at that point, I thought about nickels.
So, sure.
Kind of all over the place. So then I thought about there's 20 nickels in a dollar, and there are 11 nickels in 55 cents. Mm-hmm. So then it would be 11 20ths.
Nice. How many nickels are in 55 cents? How many nickels? And I have to tell you, when I do that with nickels, I have to think about how many. I actually thought you were going this way. When you said there's 20 nickels in a dollar, I thought you were going to say, therefore, there's 10 nickels in 50 cents. So there's 11 nickels and 55 cents. When I think nickels, I have to think about some benchmark numbers of nickels, even though now I'm laughing at myself a little bit because I could have thought about 5 times 11 as 55.
Like, I know that. Benchmarks are nice, though. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Okay, so I was thinking money. So I was thinking, you thought money at the end, I thought money at the beginning. 3 out of 10 just screams at me 3 dimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of thinking about 3 dimes. But then when I hit the 1/4, I thought to myself, well, that's like 25 cents, which if I thought of that in dimes, that's 2.5 dimes. Mm-hmm. So I literally wrote down 3 out of 10 plus 2.5 out of 10 would be 5.5 out of 10 or 5.5 dimes. 5.5 dimes is 55 cents. But I also can think about 5.5 dimes in terms of nickels, because the 5 dimes would be 10 nickels plus that extra half a dime is one more nickel. So that's 11 nickels out of 20 nickels. So 11
times. Nicely done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very cool. Okay. So we can't wait to see your math strategy. I wonder if your strategy was like one of ours or something entirely different. You can represent your thinking by taking a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking as well.
Yeah, and tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or Instagram, PamHarris_math. And on Facebook, Pam Harris, author, mathematics education. And don't forget to use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the Math Strat Chat problem that we post every Wednesday night. It's around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then pop back here to hear what we are thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figure-Outable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figure-outable.